Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and I may assist you.
Yes, hello. I was my the fine instructions on the thing, and I believe I was supposed to get a a brochure, because for my membership that I'm supposed to get $125 gift card, and I'm supposed to choose a gift or a.
Alrighty, sir. Let me start out by getting your zip code, please.
Okay, my zip code is 92154.
I thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
My first name is Gilbert, and my last name is Minas, M-I-N-A-S. And I know I canceled my membership, but I'm a member of the first month. Don't I still get the $125 gift card? And I want to make sure, because I was reading that they're going to automatically send me something if I don't choose something. And I want to make sure I choose something at least I can use.
Okay, one second, Mr. Minas. Let me see if I can locate an account for you. And do you mind verifying your address, please?
Sure, it's 1030 Twining, Twining Avenue, San Diego, California, 92154.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gilbert. I did locate the account for you. I see that you have been canceled out of the account and you were given a partial refund. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
But you're
asking about the gift card that was actually downloaded into your email. Is that what you're asking about?
Right. And I never got, you know, when I ordered this, they told me I was going to get an email.
Mm-hmm.
I never received a confirmation email that was going to be sent. And I don't know what, and they also said that I can look at a website to choose what I can get, and I don't know what website to even look at.
Okay.
Any of that.
I'm not quite sure what that gift card may have been downloaded into your email under. It may have been downloaded under the name the Factory Direct Savings Store, which was what you were enrolled in, or it may have been downloaded into your email under a merchant name. I'm not quite sure how it was shipped out. Let me see if I can go back and see what it was. It was a tactical bag that you had. And let me see if
right.
I can actually find out what website this may have been downloaded. What website you could actually go under to actually find this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And as I said, I'm not sure what merchant name that gift card may be in your email under, because sometimes they do actually send it under merchant names instead of the actual name of the item itself.
Mm.
Okay, this was a tactical bag, so... It may have been under, there's a website here that is called trueproductsolutions.com.
True
product.
T-R-U-E?
Mm-hmm.
T-R-U-E?
Product? T-R-U-E, trueproductsolutions.com.
Solutions.com.
Yes, sir. And what it is, once you are able to use this gift card, you can actually go on the web store yourself and actually purchase consumer gadgets. Okay? Because they did give you that as a gift for being enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Store. Even though you are canceled out now, that gift card is still in your email, and you can actually open up open this link up and go on the Factory Direct Savings Store yourself and make purchases, okay? So I would look under that website. That is a website that it may be located under, so you could actually find out. And if you go into your email and if you see any strange names, merchants, because sometimes they will, the merchants will actually send stuff out and that will have different names under them. It does not necessarily come under the Factory Direct Savings Store itself. It may be under a merchant name.
Okay? I've actually looked, and that's my issue is I can't find anything.
You can't find it?
That I can't find anything that says anything about having a $125 gift card.
What was, do you remember the name that the tactical bag was actually billed to you under?
Oh, okay. Let me get that for you. Yeah, I never got a confirmation email, like I said, but it was, let me see, it was billed under, I have an order number. The product name is Tactical OP Backpack.
Okay. Did you ever see anything like that when you went into your email, see a merchant name remotely like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then they had to build it under another merchant name, and they a lot of times they'll build them under weird names that have no association with the item.
I understand that, but
yeah.
But I don't have an email saying anything remotely that I have a $125 gift card to spend.
Okay.
You understand? I've never
correct.
Seen anything. I get a lot of emails that tell me to spend money,
right?
But none of them at all
that
say
confirmed that.
That
you actually had this $125 gift card.
Exactly, that I need to spend $125 or else they're gonna send me something. That's what the email. I mean, that's what your thing says. Is let me say. It says. The initial prod package will provide a brochure listing multiple items to choose from for your recurring membership. An email will be sent to you each month so you may choose your next product. If we don't hear from you, we will select an item for you. You may cancel membership at any time and change the product. See, that they're telling me that if I don't choose something, which I've never even received from this brochure that I never even received,
correct.
I will get something that in the mail that I may not even want.
Okay.
You understand? That's my issue. And I've been looking for this email. And that's my thing. I've been looking for this email specifically saying that I have $125 so I know what to buy, because I didn't want this membership to begin with.
Correct.
Understand.
And I do understand that. Let me see if I can actually go back and see if they can actually send you another confirmation. I put in a request for this, okay?
And really, I want the $125 gift card.
Yes.
So that I know that, you know, that I'm actually a member.
I got you.
Well, I actually tried to cancel, get a refund of that membership, but they said they couldn't do that. That's why I got a partial membership refund, you know.
Give me one second, and I'm actually putting in this request to actually see if I can't get them to send you out another email confirmation, okay?
Yeah, and how about this brochure that they said I was going to get? I guess I was supposed to get a hard copy brochure?
I'm not quite sure about that, but let me check on it, okay?
Yeah, it says the initial package will provide a brochure listing multiple items to choose from. Yeah, okay. A brochure.
Okay, give me 1 second, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All righty, and let's see here. Sir, give me 1 second. All righty. Sir, what I'm going to do, I put in this request. Okay, sir, what I've actually done, I've actually asked for them to reissue you another gift card to straight directly to your email. I put in your email information. I explained to them
What email did you send it to?
The email that we have on file for you, let me verify that, is G-I-L-N. MARYCOX.net. Is that your email?
Yes, it is.
Yes, but that was the email I've actually asked them to reissue you one with instructions. Okay.
Right. Okay. When should I get that email?
I'm hoping that they will send it to you within the next couple of minutes, maybe an hour or two. Okay. But
okay.
Have actually issued that to the company. I put in an order for them to reissue you another gift card immediately with instructions. And that instructions is to what the website is. You can go into your email and look for it.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Now, I want to go ahead.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted, because when I first got this, idea. When I first found out that they were going to charge me $67,
correct,
for this backpack that I think is worth maybe $20.
Yes,
I wanted to cancel that immediately, and
yes,
she told me that she couldn't refund me that money. That's what I really would like.
Could have actually, sir. This was this item was only a welcoming gift, but actually, becoming a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store, you could have been canceled right then. I see that they did refund you a portion what you would build. I do see that.
Yeah, that's what she told me she could do, but I really would like to just be canceled and get the whole thing refunded to me.
You are canceled out of that, sir, but give me 1 second and let me see if I can go back reissue you the rest of the refund.
Okay. I appreciate it. Your name again, please?
Joyce.
I'm sorry.
Joyce.
Joyce, I really appreciate it, Joyce, because she refunded
you 50% of that refund. Is that correct?
Right, exactly.
Right.
But see, I'm jumping through these hoops right now, and I'd really rather not even deal with it. You know what I mean? I appreciate the work you did for me already,
mm-hmm,
but I really don't have high expectations on anything that like the gift card that I even want. You understand? So I'm gonna be spending this $33 for a $125 gift card that of things that I don't really even want or need. I'm just, you know, that's all.
Okay. Alrighty, sir. I was successfully able to go in and refund the rest of that. So $33.66 will be refunded back in your account. It would take at least 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I should have. So it's a $33. How much?
Mm-hmm. $33.66. That's what's remaining of the refund. The total refund.
Oh my gosh, you just made me very, very happy. So wait, I can disregard that that email that you were gonna send me, or you could probably cancel that.
I've actually put it in, so you still should be seeing the reshipment of that gift card. I mean, the gift card is entitled to you, sir. Even though you're a counsel on it was supposed to have been downloaded, and you should have had the instructions to actually be able to go in there and use it. So I've already issued that they resend you a $125 gift card and with instructions on how to use it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so now I'm getting extra now.
Well, I do understand that if you it is hard sometimes to actually know how to use that down those gift cards, and as I said, a lot of times they are issued under different merchant names that are unfamiliar.
Okay, but ultimately I did get my $67 back.
Ultimately you're gonna receive the whole refund back because
that's the main thing.
She refunded you half of it, and I've just refunded the rest of the remaining half.
Oh my goodness! Thank you. She told me she couldn't. She told me she couldn't do what you just did, and I really, really appreciate it
because
I believe that bag is worth, you know. Is worth, you know, $20, but not $67, right?
Okay, yes.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
Alrighty.
You have a good weekend.
No problem.
Rest
and
of your Sunday.
No problem, and I do thank you for calling customer service, okay?
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.